have a case. Only one of my own making. Gwen selected the smoked salmon and tilted her head. What does that mean?
Well, it's something that I'm curious about, so I'm looking into it.
Gwen paused, the sandwich suspended in midair.
You're not still chasing about after Jasper, are you?
It was no use dissembling to someone you had known since you were in a pram.
Yes, in fact I am.
Gwen placed her sandwich on her plate with great care.
I don't think it's a good idea following Jasper. I'm sure he's just doing his normal things.
What do you mean?
Oh, you know.
Gwen waved a hand.
Attending art shows, going to his club, and making up numbers at dinner parties. That sort of thing.
I gave my attention to stirring another lump of sugar into my tea. I couldn't reply because that was exactly what Jasper had been doing. Except for repeatedly using the Gloucester Road tube station, I couldn't detect anything unusual in his actions. But I wasn't about to give up. My face must have given away my intentions because Gwen said,
Olive, if Jasper is up to something, as you call it, he'll tell you about it, eventually.
Will he? The teaspoon jangled against the saucer as I put it down. When has he shared details of his little trips out of London?
He told Essie about the hunt he attended. She wrote it up in her column.
But those were only a few tidbits about what other guests were doing. Jasper doesn't share what he does in any detail.
Have you asked him where he goes when he disappears?
Yes, and he always makes some vague comment or changes the subject.
He's a private person.
He's being secretive.
Jasper has always been one to play his cards close to the vest.
Yes, but after the winter ball, I thought... I stopped, unable to put into words what I'd hoped. Jasper and I had shared a delightful kiss. In fact, it had been more than delightful. It had changed everything between us. At least I thought it had. We were sweethearts now. I thought that would mean he'd share more with me, but my questions and queries had been left unanswered.
Lucas doesn't tell me everything about his cases.
Yes, but that's his work. He can't share all the details about his investigations with you. And I'm sure he does take you into his confidence, at least in a general way.
That's true. He says I give him a different perspective.
Gwen's expression softened, as it always did when she spoke about her fiancé. I floated an idea that had been in the back of my mind for a while. Perhaps it's the same with Jasper. Gwen's eyebrows came together in a frown.
What do you mean?
Perhaps the situation with Jasper is that he can't speak about what he does. Gwen burst out laughing. A dowager at a nearby table slowly turned her head and scowled at us. Gwen cleared her throat and sat up straighter.
Whatever can you mean? Jasper doesn't do anything.
The waiter arrived with a fresh pot of tea, and I bit back my response. Jasper didn't go into an office each day, but several small details had made me question if he had some sort of unusual employment. His constant disappearances and the lack of details about his trips out of London were two factors that had prompted the idea. He'd been quite valuable to me over the last few months when my cases had become complicated by murders. He'd put his knowledge down to his love of crime fiction. But I wondered if there was something else there. Everyone seemed to think he did nothing but lounge about his club all day and attend high society events. But I knew he was clever. Much cleverer than he let on. The waiter refreshed our tea, and Gwen reached for a scone.
Well, I know better than to try to dissuade you. You'll press on with your own agenda as you always do. Just don't complain to me if he finds out what you've been doing and he's angry with you.